Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria today up to 34, Joburg 30 and Polokwane high of 32 degrees.
In your traffic in Benrose and the M2 westbound, there's queuing traffic towards the Benrose area.
In your sport, the Blitzbox finished 6th at the Dubai Sevens and Pep Guardiola says he was surprised to hear Liverpool fans calling for him to be sacked during yesterday's defeat.
We start with new developments in the operation to reach illegal miners underground in an old mine shaft in Stilfontein in the northwest. The North Gauteng High Court in Pretoria yesterday granted an urgent interdict to the mining affected communities United in Action to send emergency food and relief to the illegal miners. The interdict orders the Northwest MEC for Community Safety and Transport to allow community members to provide the aid to the estimated large groups of illegal miners who have been underground, some of them for months. The group headed to court yesterday, 2 days after Police Minister Senzo Mkhwanazi visited the area and in his report back acknowledged that it will not be easy to reach the miners.
What the rescuers are saying is there can be a rescue operation, but then they say they are very reluctant to recommend that because of the dangers.
On to another issue, the implementation of the controversial Bella Act. President Cyril Ramaphosa has warned his patience shouldn't be tested.
My resolve in having given people an opportunity to find solutions should never be abused. It should never be diverted. It should never be downplayed.
The President signed the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act in September and gave role players 3 months, that's until the end of December, to find conclusions for the sections that deal with especially the language policy of schools. Last week, an agreement was reached in this regard at the Economic Council NETLAC and signed by Basic Education Minister Siviwe Kwarube. That could delay implementation until possibly 2026. But that is if Ramaphosa accepts the agreement.
I am quite resolute in saying that come the 31st of December, there's no solution. What I signed into law is activated.
In America, President Joe Biden has issued an official pardon for his son Hunter, who's facing sentencing for 2 criminal cases. This is despite the U.S. president giving the assurances in the past that he would not intervene in his son's legal troubles. Biden said in the statement he believes in the justice system, but as he wrestled with this, he also believes raw politics have infected the process and it led to a miscarriage of justice. Biden has about 6 weeks left of his presidency. And Santa is worried because it's easier sang than done.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
With less than a month to go until Christmas, Santa Claus is busy preparing, but the warming climate and the lack of snow in his Arctic hometown have him worried. By this time of the year, the town of Rovaniemi in Finnish Lapland, regarded the real home of Santa Claus, should be white and pretty. But after a historically warm summer, a new November temperature record was set of 11.1 degrees Celsius.
There is no global warming.
I was on tenterhooks.
They are continuing to receive the letters at the Santa's post box and they are working for it. And most people are asking.
This is the problem
for,
at all.
What are they asking for?
What?
World peace.
Oh, okay. People believe more strongly in Santa Claus than they do in global warming. And then the irony is the two meet.
Yes.
At Rovaniemi.
In that story.
Why?
Yeah, people. You know what? Are the kids at school right now? Are they not at school? I'm so confused.
Okay, so
y'all need to get it together. Are they at school? Not at school.
This is a very complicated answer,
yes,
but to make
no.
it simply for
it's
you,
not a
yes, complica- no.
It's not a complicated answer.
Let me rephrase.
When do the schools close?
Okay, so the schools officially close the 30th.